Hello again, everybody. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. Yeah, it's going to be hot, sweet and jumpy. But later on, I'll be talking to Pastor Faith Okrafo-Smart of Melkosh Mission International. And my live guest in the studio today again is going to be Mohammed King Milan Bangura of the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation. But let's get on with some music, okay? And we're starting off with Bivote, the sound of Afrocombo 87 from Sierra Leone, and Party, the sound of Monita from Lesotho. Then we take a trip to Nigeria with Harry Song featuring Tufan of Togo in Beta Pikin in the remix. But we take it to the top right now with Bivote, the sound of Afrocombo 87 from Sierra Leone.
People. For this day, we gonna party and be crazy. If you hate it, you don't count. But if you love it, you're welcome. So let's party and get crazy. Let's party and get crazy. If you love it, then I love it. If you dig it, then I dig it. It's what it is, what it is. It's what it is, what it is. It's what it is. Of symphonies got me popping like a junkie. The screws are loose, no worries like a monkey. Coughing some in a mall, we take some to the joint. If you wanna come and ball, make sure you got on your grind. Drinks be on the house, but it's only for my team. We chase it out to the wilderness for coming through the scheme. Outlaws unallowed, Hall of Famers are the crowd. Multicolored champagne's in the house and we sipping. The ghetto made stars came to party for we killing. Niggas popping on black stone only for the fuck of it. I engineer gigs with the tricks of a motorist. Highlight a G and the team that run the scene. Celebration of a commoner that rose to be king. Security guards vigilant than cameras and snipers. A-class models only dated by the virus inside. Be the coolest outside, be the funnest. Let me thank God for this day. We gonna party and be crazy. If you hate it, you don't count. But if you love it, you're welcome. So let's party and get crazy. Let's party and get crazy. If you love it, then I love it. If you dig it, then I dig it. It's what it is, what it is. It's what it is, what it is. It's what it is. Have it all, but having changed two bits. The merge of still hood, cause we were born ghetto kids. Fame got us at King Hollywood, where we ain't never been. Success I envisioned in my days as a teen. I said I wouldn't quit before I could reign supreme. It's gonna take being a star to be a part of my team. Girls calling myself when I oust my only girl. I always kick it with them, but my lady's still my world. Things popping big, mommy still running the castle. Holding me down like a pillow in heavy days on my hustle. A toast to the runners already down for the cause. And screw any hater trying to capitalize on my flaws. They'll never get a piece of the fortune that I'll earn. Been faking any fame, but be aware not to burn. We party like there is no tomorrow, cause we made it. Success be the best and haters can never take it. Let me thank God for this day. We gonna party and be crazy. If you hate it, you don't count. But if you love it, you're welcome. So let's party and get crazy. Let's party and get crazy. If you love it, then I love it. If you dig it, then I dig it. It's what it is, what it is. 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 Beatmaster Nasia. Ha.
Good. don't sir. I just wanna know ya. Your backside the book out, and I see you must have you. Look at sweet, the way you do me, you know, no, nobody else. And this guitar,
okay. Yeah. You look like your mama, Biggie. See as your body, they forgot Biggie. Yeah. You be like, say, you can be the same. Find it. Better Biggie. You look like your mama, Biggie. See as your body, they forgot Biggie. You be like, say, you can be the same. Find it.
In the remix, Harry's Song of Niger featuring Tufan of Togo. And before that was Party by Monita of Lesotho and Bivote by Afrocombo 87 of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vander here in Washington. Don't go away, because when I come back, Pastor Faith Okrafusmat, the founder of Melkos Mission International, will be here to tell us about the month of December that has been dubbed the Color Purple Month, what the Color Purple is all about, and what she is expecting of us as supporters of Melkos Mission International. So stay tuned and don't go away.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Hello again, African Beat. Welcome to your super show. Remember, I told you earlier that I have a very special guest in the studio today. Well, she's not a stranger to the Voice of America, though. She's been around, and whenever she's in the U.S., she made sure she pays a visit to the African Beat. And that is Pastor Faith Okrafusmat of Melkos Mission International. Welcome to the African Beat again, Pastor Faith.
Thank you.
This is the month of December, and it is the Color Purple International Month, and that is what we're going to talk about. Can you just throw some light on the Color Purple International Month?
Well, the Color Purple International Month is a month of raising awareness of the plight of our amputees, and also a month of raising funds so that we can continue the execution of our charitable activities in Sierra Leone for amputees whose limbs were cut off during the 10-year war, and also for war widows, war orphans, and Ebola orphans.
Okay, but I see that you are actually pushing people to wear purple, and is it just wearing the purple that is the significance of this international month? Or you want them to do more than just wearing purple?
We definitely want them to do more. Hence, we said it's also a month of raising funds. So wear purple, put it on Facebook or any social media also donate, the key part, the second part, which is the most important bit, is the donations, because the donations enable us to be able to help others. So we ask people, help us so we can help those who need help. Empower us so we can empower those
you can
who
empower.
Need
so that is actually the whole idea of this Color Purple International Month.
Indeed.
That people can wear their purple and also go to the website or the GoFundMe account that you've opened, so that people can also donate and they will help Melkosh to help the amputees.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to again ask you, apart from this donation, how do you get funds?
Well, we've been fortunate to have few people who do maybe like a concert and just plug in a project, and we also go and do a presentation and people make a donation. Or we have a few churches who would say they have like the children's section, the Sunday school kids would do their donation, and then we just get random people who would come in and donate. So this, the Color Purple for this year, this is a key fundraising project, because we have been busy executing our projects and extending and expanding over here in the United States. So we haven't really been fundraising. And so we're hoping to raise enough funds so that we can make 2016 a very productive year for our beneficiaries.
And how is that going so far? I know it is very difficult to get money out of people at a time like this, especially in this season,
mm-hmm.
wherein people are thinking of giving relatives or family members gifts, mm-hmm. you know, and then Melkosh is coming to say these amputees are also family members. If we just abandon them and nobody gives them gifts, then what is going to happen?
Yeah.
You know, I know it's a very difficult moment for you, but how are you getting through all of this? Because today you are here, by the time we know it tomorrow, you'll be in the UK, and after that you have to go back to Sierra Leone. How are you putting all of this together?
Only by the grace of God. I can't really say it's by my strength. I just go as He moves, as He directs. And also, it's just having the faith that tomorrow will be a better day for the amputees, a better day for the mission to continue our works. We haven't really had as much community involvement as we would have hoped. Compared to last year, we've actually just raised a fraction of what we raised. Purely, I think a lot of people are thinking because Ebola has ended, then the plight of the people who are going through marginalization has actually reduced. But that's not the case, because we are in a post-Ebola era. We're the era where we're looking to rebuild the broken walls. A lot of societal consequences manifested during the Ebola. The amputees even got more worse off. We lost six amputees in the seven camps that we directly work with. That's a very high mortality rate for just a year. And they died not because of Ebola, but all other medical causes related to poverty. And we also lost seven amputees to Ebola in the provinces. So we're looking to reduce the death rate. We know that we can't curb death, we can't stop death, but we can elongate lives through supporting the amputees, making provisions so they can have a life of integrity, a life that you and I deserve.
Yeah, well, you're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and my guest today is Pastor Faith Okrafo-Smart. She came in from the UK, and she's the founder of Melkosh Mission International, and this December and every other December is the Color Purple International Month, wherein they're appealing to people to wear purple and make donations so that Melkosh Mission will continue to help the amputees.
African beats.
Talking about the amputees and the Ebola, the amputees have been there. It's like forever. Mm-hmm. You know, what happened to them was not by their own will. It happened because of the war. And they have been there and needing this help, especially those who are thinking of going back to school. Now, we understand that you have started a computer lab, like a computer school for them. Mm-hmm. And you going back to Freetown with this campaign going on, you're going to open a second computer school. How are you getting some of these materials, especially the computers, and how will they be moving from one place to the other from the camps? Because you talked about the camps, and I understand that we have a lot of camps out there in Sierra Leone. We have over 100?
Yes.
Over 100 camps, 101 camps. Can you imagine? So how are you going to be getting these amputees from their different camps to go to the computer school all the way in the center of Freetown and in the outskirts?
Well, we have just been, we were gifted a vehicle, a 32-seater vehicle by a church called Temple of Praise International in Beltsville, Maryland. And we're part of our aims from the campaign is to raise enough funds, $8,500 to be precise, to ship the vehicle to Sierra Leone. Once we're able to get the vehicle in Sierra Leone, we could now do a camp-to-camp pickup of these amputees and take them to the IT academy that we are looking to set up in Morrytown, purely because the first school that we have is in the capital, and you know we have a lot of traffic. With the new roads we have through Grafton, we'll go through the new roads. And putting the computers together, or getting the computers, we have been, a pledge has been made by Computers for Africa, and they will be donating some of the computers. Some of the others we need to procure. We also are working towards getting specialist computers which would be voice activated, but these are where we need the funds to make it possible, because we do have double amputees, those who lost their two arms during the war, but they can use a computer through their voices. So we are looking to be very extensive, looking to be very, very proactive with the amputees, so that they would know that even though they may not have two arms, they can still have productive lives. They could work in a call center using their voices. They could do research using their voices, having a very specialized computer that has been tailor-made to their specific needs.
All right, and once again, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's we always bring you some good music, and we're in the Christmas season, and so let's take a musical break. This is a beautiful African Beat Christmas Carol put together by Cameroon's Josephine Atanga. Let's enjoy this one. beautiful Christmas carol in African style. You can get a copy of this album. You can check Josephina Tanga on Facebook. You can send her a message. Make sure you get a copy because this is first of its kind Christmas carol in African beat. You will get it. And my guest today is Pastor Faith Okrafo-Smart from the UK, the founder of Melkosh Mission International. People will say a lot of money has been giving out to charity organizations, and some of these monies are not actually reaching their beneficiaries. So why should people continue to trust Melkosh? I know Melkosh has been doing this, and you have people that trust you, but so there are some new people out there that have never heard about Melkosh. Maybe through this interview, this is the first time they're going to hear about Melkosh Mission International. Why do you think they should trust Melkosh to dish out money, to dish out computers, and some of the stuff that you need?
Well, I say our work speaks for ourselves. We're very evidence-based. Integrity and accountability is our middle name, and so we try and be very transparent in the areas of what we receive. For example, just yesterday, we did a Color Purple Sunday, and I wanted the church. We did that at a City of Hope church, and I said to them, we're very transparent. Whatever we raise, we let the people who donated know what was raised at the end of the day. So at the end of the service, they announced that we raised $1,180, and I also put that out on Facebook. So we're very transparent on social media. We don't have to, but because we know there's a lot of critics out there, we have a lot of people who are rightly delusioned because of past experience. We try and go bend over backwards in letting people know that whatever is raised is being used for the amputees. We want to be the change that we want to see, and so we try and leave a very exemplary way of making sure that the funds really get cascaded to the amputees, to our beneficiaries.
And I see that some of these amputees are even going back to school, some of them mm-hmm. even in universities right now, and they'll be graduating. Expand on that a little bit.
Well, in 2012, we deemed it wise that we needed to start an educational sponsorship program. And so we started that off. And so we educated some of the amputees, and we also took on board war orphans. These are the orphans of the deceased amputees. We deemed it wise that the best opportunity we could give them is education. And education opens a door of opportunities out there for them. And so we started off that project, which put people, young children, into schools, those who needed to go to college and those who needed to go into university. And we've also taken on board Elena, who's also studying information technology, and she's a very, very exceptional girl, a girl of excellence, a girl who I know has so much leadership skills in her, and she would be an example to the amputees that, you know, disability cannot stop their ability to live life to the fullest. And so we're looking to replicate that and educate as many amputees as possible, subject again to funding.
All right, well, subject again to funding. And just before I let you go, what would be your final words to the amputees, one, that will be listening to you on this show? I know they're expecting so much from Melkosh this December. And also the people out there that you are asking for help, what would be your final word to them?
Okay, to our beloved amputees, I just want you to know that I love you and I think of you every day. As I'm speaking with you right now, I know that each and every one of you have received a bag of rice and monetary gifts to be able to celebrate Christmas in your own way. And I hope to see you in 2016. For those who are listening out there, this is a season of goodwill, a season of giving. Be a brother's keeper, be a helpmeet to those who you do not know. Whoever scattereth, increaseth. So I'm appealing once again, go onto our website, www.melkoshmissioninternational.org, and donate as you feel led. Donate as you can. You can keep up with our work through our website. We give updates on a regular basis. Also, you could also go onto Facebook and Just look for Melkosh Mission on our wall. You'll see a GoFundMe account. Or you could also just Google GoFundMe.com/forward purple challenge. That's the GoFundMe link. Be a brother's keeper and help. And let's continue the season of goodwill, season of giving, a season of love.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Pastor Faith of Crawford Smart. It has thank been a you. Pleasure talking to you right here at The Voice of America on my show, The African Beat.
Thank you.
I hope you'll come again.
Thank you.
All right. To all of you guys listening, this is The African Beat on The Voice of America. And to our favorite amputees out there, well, we want you to know that you're not alone, because we're all around and we're passing on the message. We're trying to do the best we can to make sure you get all the help that you need. So if you're listening to my voice out there and you feel touched by what has been said here today, go out and make a donation. Just go to Melkosh Mission International. You've just heard about the GoFundMe account and their website. You can go there and make a donation. See how it's a little penny that you can give can help change somebody's life. All right, this is The African Beat one more time, and with this one, let me just bring you something beautiful, and it's done for us by Rebecca Jesus Conker, a Sierra Leonean gospel recording artist based in the UK, and she calls this one I Believe. If you believe today that you can change somebody's life, be part of Melkosh Mission. And so I dedicate this song to you. I Believe.
Here I come. For your mercy and your grace, oh Lord, I believe that I worship you. You're the one that I will serve. I will lift your name up high, 'cause I believe. Here I come. For your mercy.
Music, very, very inspiring. I Believe, the sound of Rebecca Jesus Conker. Again, on the show, King Milan Mohamed Bangura, who is from the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation, and he's right here in the studio with me, and he has been listening to Pastor Faith Okrafusmat, and this man resides in Sierra Leone. I just want you to throw light on what Pastor Faith was just saying about the amputees in Sierra Leone.
Oh, thank you so much, my brother. But first of all, let me just say greetings to all friends and fans of this wonderful program, African Beats on VOA. And thank you so much for inviting me into the studio once again. I think she's definitely said something very, very inspiring, you know, bringing in the amputees, you know, helping them, you know, because most of them have gone through constraints, you know, in terms of bringing themselves, coping up with their life, especially when the Ebola broke up. And of course, helping them is something definitely I got inspired, or rather got touched when she was talking about bringing up the amputees, you know, helping them, bringing things for them. And of course, bringing up this color, this purple color, coining this December month as Purple Month, you know, is something very inspiring. I think I expect her so much over this one.
And, you know, you've spent some time here in the United States. And, you know, you've seen the way people that are disabled are being treated. How would you compare the way they're being treated here in America and others that are in Freetown or in Africa, the way they're being looked at?
The difference is great. The difference is great, you know, because most of the time when we move around, you know, in terms of parking space, in fact, in this country, you have a special place reserved for the handicapped. Even the toilet, there are special place already reserved for handicapped as well.
Even in the buses.
That's what I want to say right now. I took a bus from Washington, D.C. to Ohio. When coming back from Ohio to Washington, I sat in one of the seats, and I didn't even know. But because you taught me, you know, the signs of this disabled signs, I sat there because people were so choked around, you know. And then I looked at the right side of my of the seat, and of course I saw this sign, this disabled sign, you know. I got to understand that, wow, the place I'm sitting is the place reserved for the disabled. So I just got up instantly without anybody telling me. So I got the inspiration, of course, I got the idea, and I'm educated. So talking about how disabled are treated here, and of course compared to my country, definitely disabled are respected in my country, to be frank and speaking. But the other thing is, talking about the encouragement, I'm telling you for free, and we need to do more in our country to help the disabled, you know, because most of them are around the streets begging and finding things to eat, you know, looking for more money to upkeep themselves. Only a few places like the one Mel Kosh is doing right now, helping the amputees. But in this country, all the amputees are taken care of by the government.
Well, what would you say to people that are listening to you right now that are back there in Sierra Leone, how they can come on board and support Mel Kosh Mission? What would you say to them?
Well, I want them to definitely listen to, of course, they've listened to the interview, and they should go on the net, because she gave the address.
The website. And the GoFundMe.
Yes, indeed, the GoFundMe. Let them help, the little cash they have, let them help in helping Mel Kosh, this one, Pastor Okafor Smart. Let them help her upkeep the amputees, not only for the one that she's taking care of, but there are other amputees, or rather other disabled, you know, that are around, passing around the street, moving around, looking for cash, looking for something for eat, you know. People are supposed to come together and, of course, start helping those needy people.
And let us just don't leave them out there on the
streets. Of course, we need to bring them together and give them shelter, you know, give them food, give them clothing as well.
All right. Thank you very much, King Milan, for your input into that interview by Pastor Faith Okrafo Smart. And we just want everybody to know that, you know, in as much as Mel Kosh Mission is helping, but they cannot handle the entire 101 camps out there. They have selected camps that they're actually dealing with. I think they have about 7 of them.
Yeah.
So when we talk about the amputees or whoever, you know, we don't want people to think that they're actually going out to support the entire populace of amputees
in
the
country. And this is Christmas season, in fact. You know, we need to give. This is the month of giving.
It's a month of giving. Yeah. And so if you are wearing the purple, remember to give and support Mel Kosh so that Mel Kosh will be able to support the amputees. But now let's come back to our music, because that is what King Milan is known for, the music man out there in Sierra Leone. And so let's start celebrating right now, because we want to party and we want to take the musical mix into the land of the lions, because all what we're going to bring to you right now are going to be songs selected from that great nation by Mohammed King Milan Bangura. So right now, let's get started, King Milan. Where are we going to start right now?
Well, thank you so much for bringing musical mix into Voice of America studio. Once again, to respect to you, my brother. First of all, I want to say thanks to all friends and fans of Star Parade and Musical Mix as we're listening to right now. I'm going to start with a song from a son who came from Liberia, but he decided to take Sierra Leone as his home now, because he grew up in Sierra Leone. Of course, everywhere you go right now, People, he has been telling people that he's a son of the soil. I'm talking about another person, but the guy called Alonso Abassi. He got the song so much, which is so inspiring, you know, because anything you do in life, you know, people will definitely talk about you. But whatever you do, just persevere. Just go on.
And give thanks.
The God Almighty is your God, and give thanks to God whatever happens to you. And so he called this one Papa God, now you bing bing, you know, meaning in a common sense, you know, that's in Creole. Whatever happens to you, give thanks and praise to God. God, it's you.
It's you.
It's you, definitely. Yes. That definitely give me progress in life. So it's you, God, meaning now you bing bing, Papa God. Alonso Abassi, I'm going to introduce this one right now.
Yeah. I just want to thank God for his grace.
Master Rel on the beat.
Because he's been so good to me, man. Blessings coming from left, right, center. And I make me enemies than the one that, you know. Hey, hello. Them say I too, they shine. And then no one forever see me, they shine. Other one for see me suffer. Then no one for see me, they prosper, eh. But Papa God there by me side, and I in the maker they shine. His blessings all around me. He make me enemies, then they wonder, eh, eh. Let me say me music not go blow, because the beat is very slow. But everywhere that I go now me they run me the show. Let me feel say I not go make them, but by His grace I say I don't make them. From Liberia to Salon, eh, London to all over the world. Papa God now you. Lord, you keep on blessing me. You make me enemies, then they afraid me. Now you
bang bang, Jehovah, now you bang bang.
Lord, you keep on blessing me. You make me enemies, then they envy. Now you
bang bang, Jehovah, now you bang bang.
Daddy, you keep on blessing me. You make me enemies, then they afraid me. Now you
bang bang, Jehovah, now you bang bang.
You keep on blessing me. All me enemies, them just the envy. I remember when nobody cared for me, and you the only one who was there for me. All hopes I had was gone, friends and families all were gone. You promised me to be strong, and one day me them go come. Yeah. Right now I'm celebrating. All my enemies, them they be vexing. They no one see where bad man they vexing. Fire go burn them out. Right now I'm celebrating. Now so the money I'm just calculating. Higher to the top, I'm just elevating. Papa God, now you.
Now you bang bang. Jehovah, now you bang bang.
Lord, you keep on blessing. You make me enemies, then they afraid me. Now you.
Now you bang bang. Jehovah, now you bang bang.
Lord, you keep on blessing me. You make me enemies, then they envy. Daddy, you keep on blessing me. You make me enemies, then they afraid me. Now you
bang bang, Jehovah, now you bang bang.
You keep on blessing me. All me enemies, them just the envy. Now who da give me voice for the sing?
Now you.
Now who da give me life for the lead?
Now you.
Papa, who da give me power to defeat all my enemies?
Daddy, yeah. Now you.
I just wanna say thank you. Thank you, Daddy. Papa God, now you
bang bang, Jehovah, now you bang bang.
Lord, you keep on blessing me. You make me enemies, then they afraid me. Now you
bang bang, Jehovah, now you bang bang.
Lord, you keep on blessing me. You make me enemies, then they envy. Now you
bang bang, Jehovah, now you bang bang.
Daddy, you keep on blessing me. You make me enemies, then they afraid me.
Yes, indeed. Beautiful music, lovely one. Papa God, now you bang bang. This one is part of Alonso Abassi's latest album that is dropping this very December as I speak to you. It's going to be released in Liberia and Sierra Leone. You know, it's a beautiful piece of music, and I love it. Alonso is cool. Thumbs up to you, Alonso, for doing such a wonderful job. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. You know, you've been here for about 3 months now. Oh, yeah. And very shortly, we're going to be missing you because you have to go back home. This is Christmas season, and this is America.
Wow.
I want you to tell me, What is the difference that you've seen so far when we talk about Christmas here in America and Christmas back home in Sierra Leone?
Wow, great difference. Great difference, you know. And when people say, talk about America and talk about Christmas, you would think that America is the place where indefinitely you enjoy all the time, you party all throughout the street, you know. And in Africa as well, that's Africa, the dark city, the dark place as well. But the way people celebrate Christmas in Sierra Leone, to be specific, is different from the way I see they're celebrating it here as well. In Sierra Leone, all the streets right now be crowded, people dancing around, you know, kids moving around from one family to another family, you
carnival
know. Yeah, carnival all around, you know, people going to the beach or whatever. But here in America, it's a quiet kind of Christmas.
And it's family business.
Family business all the way. You know, houses closed,
everybody's
indoors. All what you see. One thing I admire so much is about the dressing. You know, people decorate their houses, you know, with Christmas lights all over at night. It's so beautiful, you know.
When so that's the difference around. Because that's back the difference. There, the light is not available.
In Africa, don't think too much about light, you know. There are some lights, you know, but not the way they are.
Not the way it is here. Yeah.
You know, because I saw, there was a place where I saw they decorated Joseph, Mary, and Jesus in the manger. And of course, the shepherd as well, and goats, sheep, all over, you know, the whole compound, like the very place where Jesus was born.
It's like you're back in Jerusalem.
Yes, definitely. You know, all, and I made to understand there's a competition as well. You know,
oh yeah, because sometimes the media goes out, the television stations, they go out and look at who has the best decorated house for Christmas, you know. And so that one goes.
The place looks so colorful anyway.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll come back to that. And that is King Milan talking about Christmas here in America and Christmas back home in Sierra Leone. But now let's go to our next song. What do you have for me next? Because we're looking at some of the hot beats that are coming out of Sierra Leone right now on the African beat today.
Exactly. With me, King Milan, and you're my own and only elder brother, David Bwakevani. You're my teacher, my bro. Thank you so much. Well, my second pick here is from a group called 441, you know, three young guys talking about Trick and Contofili and a guy called Eddie. They call themselves 441, the band, you know, it's a male band anyway. And they call this song I'm going to introduce right now, Nyampui.
Nyampui is lady woman.
In Mendi.
Yes, beautiful.
A woman. It's a nice song as well. Of course, the chorus is just in Mendi, but the verse is in Creole, broken English as well. You know, we are in. If you're not a Salonian, definitely you're going to listen, of course, pick some English word out of it. But it's called Nyampui, and Nyampui means woman. So I want to dedicate this one to all the ladies right now.
All you beautiful ladies out there, let's check this one out. We're having a happy hour right now in the studio because we're having a blast. Check this one out. Nyapui, the sound of 441.
441 again,
girl. Yeah.
Lord, 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 yeah. Oh, le, le, le. Oh, le, 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 le. Oh, yeah. What am I doing now?
Nyapui.
Oh, Nyapui. What am I doing now?
Nyapui.
Oh, Nyapui. What am I doing?
Wow.
Oh, Nyapui.
Oh, yes, wonderful music, beautiful time out there with all my beautiful people. With all of this, I just want to say thank you so much, King Milan. It's been a pleasure having you right here on the show.
Thank you.
Going to continue the celebration right here, whether we do it indoors or outdoors. We know it's going to be a little bit chilly out there. This is America. We are in the winter and it's going to be cold. But whatever way we can, we're going to celebrate it. So one more time, thank you so much for being my guest today on The African Beat.
Thank you so much, my brother, and thank you so much for helping me and giving up my voice to my fans. Definitely have been yearning to hear me because they have not seen me for a long time, you know. But I want to say thanks to them as well, you know, fans of Musical Mix, fans of Star Parade as well, and of course to staff and management of SLBC, talking about Ceylon Broadcasting Corporation. I want to say thank you so much, and of course wishing you happy Christmas and a bright and prosperous 2016.
All right, with all of that today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the street, wherever you are, listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Till then, I'm David Vander here in Washington, saying Merry Christmas and a bright and prosperous new year.
About the crowd or me, not superstar. I want to dedicate myself to you for who you are. Be your mates, closest friend, you foolish pa. Catch me more late, make a key a supercar. But please, take a drink with me by the bar. Make I tell you everything where I mean. No to la la, from Vuitton to Kotoka. Baby say who la la, what I go take you round the world like a superstar. Red carpet events, flying high like a jet. Baby dance with me more time, I carry budgets. And I cherish every minute where we surely go get. Cause you love me passion, you go see get it feeling the death. Fine like a full of cake, shape like a number 8. Difficult for make a way, this baby not so fake, and I'm feeling the move, so let me do what you do, cause I'm eating.
Why am I doing?